Once again, I have the joy of being with you here today for the second time. Hopefully, it's not my last time. Let's pray. Father God, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let the meditations of my heart and the words of my mouth be pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, Pastor Matt, he gave me the privilege to talk about the mission of the church, which is just so amazing that he trusts me with this subject at this church. But it is a beautiful time. It is a beautiful thing. And one thing that just came to mind that I know that would pretty much hit everything about the mission of the church is truly to set the captives free. Setting the captives free. And as what we read today in Isaiah 61, verse 1, it was a prophecy that Isaiah was going to say about the coming of the Christ. And so, yes, so let's read this again. So it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord had anointed me to bring good tidings unto the meek. He hath set me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." So this is Isaiah speaking thousands of years before Jesus came. And as we see here in Luke 4, 14 through 19, is that this is the fulfillment of that prophecy. And it says, "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and a report about him went out through all the surrounding country. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day. And he stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written." This is where we see it again. In verse 18, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has set me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recover sight to the blind, to set liberty to those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." There's hundreds of years between this, and that's how we see the beauty of the scripture, because it's unchanging. Jesus is standing before the people in the synagogue, and he says, "Look, this prophecy that you've been reading for hundreds of years, here I am. The year of the Lord is here. I am here to bring good tidings to the poor." So we have 3 points today, and we're going to be talking about the body, mind, and soul. So what Jesus wants us to do as missionaries of this world, as children of the Most High God, he wants us to set the captives free spiritually. And this is just a reiteration of what has already been spoken. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." This is the good news of Jesus Christ, the one who has said there is no other good news greater than this. And we know that the way that we receive the greatest gift of God is by professing that Jesus is the Lord of our lives. That is how we set the captives free, by showing them that Jesus has died, he was buried, and he rose again. And he came to save us from our sins. This is how we go out. There's things called evangelism. That's what was in my bio. I've done evangelism with my father since I was 10 years old. And if you don't know what that means, evangelism basically means going out on the streets and preaching the good news to those who are lost and encouraging those who do know God but probably have not gone to church in a long time or are just out of fellowship, and to pray with them. And so the Spirit of the Lord came upon me at such a young age to do such things out in the streets. And not everyone is called to that. Some people are just called to do that in their schools, to be a witness in their schools, on their jobs. And the first ministry is our family, to minister to each other in our family. And so spiritually, yes, all three, the body, mind, and soul, are all important. And if you neglect one, it is of no benefit. We have to all do it all together. So we must set the captives free spiritually, just like missionaries do. They go abroad. They go to Africa. They go to South America. They go to Russia. They go to all these countries. And the funny thing is that there's a mission field right here in the Woodlands, where I am in Manville, Texas, where I lived most of my life in Spring, Texas. Where I currently used to live was in Denver Harbor, in Fifth Ward. The mission field is so great. It says the harvest is plentiful, but the harvesters are few. And we must teach this good news of the Lord's favor that he's given to us to be the sacrificial lamb for our sins. The Lord has also called us to set the captives free mentally. And this is an insert also from Luke 4:18. It says, recover sight to the blind. And this can be physically, mentally, and spiritually, because you can be blind in all three. Because the hardness of our hearts sometimes blinds us. As we know that Pharaoh, he was blinded, but his heart was hardened because he couldn't see that no matter how hard his heart could be, God was going to deliver his people, and then he was going to deliver upon his promise. So what God has called us to do in the mission field, as the mission of the church, is to set the captives free mentally. And there are so many other things that are plaguing our society. Let's read Hosea 4:6. It says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I reject you from being a priest to me. And since you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. And we see that in this life, that there is a lot of trouble in this nation, all over the world. Those who lack knowledge of God, who lack sincerity, who lack love, and all of these things come from God. As we can read in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13, that if you ask God for knowledge, God will give it to you. But with knowledge, there comes wisdom. And this is spiritual warfare that we're talking about. Mentally, the battle over your mind. We know that the TV is fighting for the mind of our children, fighting over the mind of our families. We know that social media is fighting for the mentalness of everyone. And this is what we must preach and teach to others and speak to others, is that we cannot only talk about the spiritual, but we cannot also neglect the mental. The psyche of everyone. It's very sad. So many students that I know going through depression and anxiety, the battle for the mind is probably one of the most important battlefields that we lack to talk about. And so when you speak the good news, you speak in saying that there is a peace like no other. There is a peace that surpasses all understanding that will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. That's what Jesus said. And so he said he's not going to just give you spiritual freedom. He's just not going to give you peace in heaven, but he's also going to give you peace on earth. And so that's that mental part. And so we don't want to be rejected. We don't want to forget God's law. We don't want to forget God's love. Because the only two commandments that fulfill all of the law is what Jesus spoke about. He said to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And to love your neighbor as yourself. So we can't forget that. That's Hosea is talking about the same thing. Hosea is probably talking about the Ten Commandments. But Jesus said, if you just follow those two commandments, you have fulfilled all of the law. And so what we've seen in many communities, that our children are forsaken, that our families are forsaken, that is the war that we must face, and that we must show the love of Christ, because to win the war in the physical realm, you must win it in the mental realm also. Last but not least, it said, set the captives free physically. This is also an excerpt of Luke 4, 8, 14 through 18. It says, he has set me to proclaim liberty to the captives, to set liberty to those who are oppressed. And so could you, if you guys would like to turn with me to Matthew 25, 31 through 40. And I did not make a slide for this because it is very long. Alrighty. Is everyone there? If you've turned, you can say amen if you're there. I want to make sure that you haven't missed anything. So, alrighty. Amen. All right, I'll start. It says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, and put the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirst and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick in prison and visit you? And then the Alpha and Omega, the King of Kings, said and answered them, truly, I said to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brother, you did it unto me. And if you keep on reading, it's basically the same thing, but it's saying, you did not feed me. You did not do all these things. And he basically said, you were cast away from me. So we see here that God not only cares about your spiritual health through his blood, and that the salvation that he has provided for us, a free gift, a gift of grace, a gift of mercy, that is beyond anything that we can repay. God has given us that. Also, Jesus wants to set us free mentally. The mental battle, the things that could also cause ailment to our bodies. He also wants us to set the captives free in his name physically. We see that here. We see that Jesus truly cared about the body, the mind, and the soul. A God that only cares about one thing is not the true God. We know that in many cultures that there could be hundreds upon thousands upon millions of gods, because they can't do what our God does. He completes us. He completes every need that we need provided for. In Hinduism, there are over a million gods because they can't do what our God does. They have a God for fire and wind and blah, 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 blah. Just, there's so many for money and wealth and all of these things. But our God has given us the word, and it says that I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end. So he wants us, what Jesus wants us to do, even though you're not in a meeting right now, preparing for a mission trip right now, the mission trip has never ended. I've gone to plenty of camps. I've preached at plenty of camps. And we have this thing called the Camp High. How many people know about that? The Camp High. Yes, exactly. Exactly. To where you're like Hillsong for Jesus, singing all those praise and worship songs, and you're just fired up. You're probably doing things you don't do at church. You're just jumping around and skipping around, and woo, hallelujah, I feel the Holy Spirit. You're probably doing all of those things, and then reality hits. It's like, well, this is not how my home is. This is not how my community is. And then that spirit that God awakened in you falls away. And God did not call us to do that. He actually shows us in a passage of scripture to where when Jesus met with God and he saw Moses and Elijah, and all he wanted Peter, James, and John to do is what? Stay awake. To stay awake. They couldn't even do that. And when they came down the mountain, there was a child that was possessed. And the disciples and all the people said, we couldn't deliver this person, Jesus. And Jesus was like, how long do I need to be here? Like, how long? I can't be here forever. You guys are going to have to wake up. You guys are going to have to wake up. Because when you ascend that mountain, when you go to camp, when you encounter spiritual things, when you come to that mountain and you're enlightened and Jesus is just pouring into you, when you come down that mountain, that light's supposed to come back down with you. There's no such thing, there's not supposed to be a camp high. That Spirit of God is supposed to come right back down that mountain so that you can set the captives free from any illness, from any disease, from anything that is captured this world. Because we might, the devil might be the prince of the air, but God is the king of the world. And this is his house, and this is his territory. And this is what I want to bless you guys with today. Let us pray. Father God, your spirit is strong. Your love is strong for us. And I know that your word is sharper than a two-edged sword, Father. So I pray that it pierces the hearts of the men and the women in this room, that they know that they are capable of setting the captives free in your name and testifying about the Lord here, Father, the favor of the Lord, that they can continue to come with a fire that comes from you to bless those that are around us. In your name I pray. Amen.